When we got to her room, I started to sweat. I wanted her desperately. Wanted to invite myself in or back to my place or rip her clothes off and take her right there in the hotel corridor. But I couldn't make my tongue or my hands work. "I'd love to ask you in," she said, "but my roommate is probably sleeping. Can?" She leaned back against her door and became very serious and very quiet for the first time all night. "Do you want some company tonight?" I willed my thick tongue to speak. "Yes," I said. "Yes, I do want that." We wandered silently down to where my car was parked and rode the mile or so to where I was staying. We entered my room. We kissed, and I started to shake. I hadn't actually made love to a woman in months, and the combination of need and emotional pain overwhelmed me. God bless Rachel. She took me by the hand and led me to, well, to a promised land of a sort, to the bathroom of all places. "Let's take a shower," she said, and pulled her shirt over her head. Cindy had been tall, tawny-skinned, and lean. Rachel was about her height, but her milky, swelling flesh was a revelation. The sight of her ample body broke the spell that Cindy had lain on me in the months that we had drifted apart. Rachel stepped into the bath, turned on the water, and let the shower run over that long neck. She was still wearing the necklace and those large, full breasts. I stepped in behind her and wrapped my arms around her, filling each hand with a soft, heavy tit. "Do you like them?" she asked, clearly knowing the answer. "I love them. They are so firm." Cupping them, glorying in the fact that they were more than a hand could hold, I kissed my way up the back of her neck, giving the string of plastic beads a quick tug for luck, and nibbled on her ear. "Firm," she laughed. "I wish they were firmer. They're so..." I rolled her nipples between my fingers, and she let out a moan. "Fluffy." She arched her back and wrapped her arms around my neck. The warm water and her soft heat were dispersing the last of my tremors. I moved my hands down to her waist and turned her toward me. Our mouths, hungry, found each other, and we pressed up against each other under the hot spray. Rachel's hand moved down and circled my cock, which was straining against her belly. She said, nice and thick. "Want to show me what he can do?" "Yes," I said. "Yes, I will, yes." We jumped out of the shower, toweled off, and our mouths locked again, meandering over the enormous bed. We tumbled into it, still kissing, still groping. "Nice bed," she said. "Nice company," I replied, grinning, enjoying the sight of that afternoon's daydream come gloriously to life beneath me. Her elegant wide mouth twisted in a wicked smile, and she pushed me back on the bed. She wrapped her long fingers around the base of my swollen cock and wrapped her lips around its head. I let out a low groan of pleasure as she smoothly sucked the full length of me into her mouth, and something no one had ever done to me before, all the way down her throat.